Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement, where we talk about building a retirement that's about more than money. It's about meaning. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and today we're going to look beyond returns, charts, and markets to explore something deeper, what I call your return on intention. Now, that might sound a little different from the conversations we normally have about income, taxes, or investments, but this is one of those topics that truly changes how you think about your wealth and how you feel about your financial life. I recently met with a couple who told me, "Carol, we finally have more money than we ever thought we would, but we're not any happier." It was such an honest moment. They weren't ungrateful, they weren't reckless, they were simply realizing that having money doesn't automatically bring peace. And that's what we're diving into today. How to connect your financial life with your life's purpose so your money isn't just managed, it's meaningful. Let's start with a myth that almost everyone believes at some point, that more equals better, more money, more investments, more growth. But here's the truth, more without direction becomes noise. I've seen people who spend decades accumulating and then realize they never defined what enough actually means. So even when they reach their goals, they keep chasing. It's like climbing a ladder only to realize it's been leaning against the wrong wall. Now, don't get me wrong. Growth and progress are wonderful. But when growth becomes the goal instead of a tool, it quietly erodes peace of mind. That's why I always remind clients, abundance isn't a number. It's sufficiency with clarity. Abundance means you know what matters to you, and your money reflects that. So before you set the next financial target, ask yourself, why this goal? What purpose does it serve? That's the first step toward what I call your return on intention. Most of us have been trained to measure success by ROI, the return on investment. It's logical, it's easy to calculate. It makes us feel like we're being responsible stewards. But here's the question. What if the most important returns in your life can't be measured in percentages? I once had a client say, "Carol, the best investment I ever made was taking my grandkids to Italy. It didn't earn a dime, but it paid me in memories I'll never outlive." Now that's return on intention. Return on intention is the peace you feel when your money aligns with your purpose. It's when every decision, from your income strategy to your giving plan, supports your deeper goals in life. It's giving intentionally, spending purposefully, and protecting wisely, so your money serves you, not the other way around. Financial freedom is wonderful, but without meaning, it's just numbers. Meaning gives money direction. Let's talk about how this plays out practically. I like to think of financial fulfillment as having three levels. Level one, stability, that's financial control. This is the foundation. It's where you understand your income, expenses, and cash flow. You know where your money is going and why. When people don't have stability, they're always reacting to markets, to taxes, to unexpected expenses. So, if you're still feeling uncertain about where your income will come from in retirement, this is your first focus. Level two, security, financial confidence. This is where your systems start doing the heavy lifting. You've got reliable income streams, a tax strategy that keeps more in your pocket, and protection against unexpected events. Security brings calm. You're no longer checking your accounts every day or worrying about every market headline. This is where most traditional financial planning stops, and yet it's not where fulfillment starts. Level three is significance or financial purpose. Significance is the highest level. It's when your wealth becomes a tool for impact, for family, for causes you care about, for creating a legacy that lasts beyond you. Significance is about alignment. It's when your money starts reflecting who you are and what you value most. At this level, you're not asking, how much more can I make? You're asking, how much more meaning can I create? When you reach significance, your wealth finally starts to feel complete, not because it's perfect, but because it's purposeful. So how do you actually find your return on intention? Let me walk you through three practical steps. Step one, revisit your why. Ask yourself, why am I doing all this? Why did I work so hard to build what I have? What do I want this wealth to do for me, for my family, for others? This may sound simple, but it's one of the most powerful financial exercises you can do. Because once you reconnect to your why, decisions become easier. When you know your purpose, the noise quiets down. Step two is align your financial tools with your life goals. Every account, product, and strategy should have a clear job. If something in your plan doesn't support your intentions, it's a distraction. For example, maybe you're holding an investment that's grown well, but now carries risk you don't need. Or maybe you've outgrown an insurance policy that no longer fits your estate plan. Ask yourself, is this still serving my purpose? If not, it's time to realign. Your financial tools are just vehicles. Make sure they're driving in the same direction as your goals. Step three, measure success differently. This is where it all comes together. We've been conditioned to measure success by net worth or performance charts, but those aren't the only measures that matter. Try these instead. How much peace of mind do I have today? How well does my wealth reflect my values? How often am I using my money to create joy and connection? Because if your portfolio is growing but your joy isn't, your returns are out of alignment. That's what we mean by return on intention. Since we're heading into Thanksgiving, I want to close with a reminder about gratitude and perspective. Gratitude isn't just an emotion, it's a lens. It changes how we see everything, including our money. When you view your wealth through gratitude, it stops being about what you own and becomes about what you can experience, contribute, and share. That's why stewardship is such a powerful concept. It's not about accumulating, it's about amplifying. Stewardship says, I've been blessed with resources, now how do I make them a blessing to others? That could mean teaching your grandkids about saving and giving. It could mean funding a scholarship. It could mean having the time freedom to show up for people you love. That's true abundance. And I have a quote for you. The greatest wealth is the ability to fully experience life. That's by Henry David Thoreau. So as you head into this Thanksgiving season, I encourage you to ask yourself, what kind of return am I getting on my intentions? And if you don't know the answer, that's okay, because awareness is where alignment begins. If today's message resonated with you, if you're ready to connect your money with your meaning, I'd love to help you explore your own return on intention. You can start by scheduling a lifestyle legacy assessment where we'll take a fresh look at how your income, investments, and estate plan align with your life that you truly want to live. You've worked hard to build your wealth. Now it's time to make sure it's working hard to serve you and the people you care about most. I'm Carol Dewey, and this has been Navigating Abundant Retirement. Until next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.